While Tropical Storm Irma did not leave the capital region unscathed, Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil says the situation was far more serious elsewhere.
50% of the buildings in Marco Island were affected by this hurricane. And the governor and our law enforcement leadership across the state have all kind of pulled together. And they've asked and reached out and asked the question, who's got assets that we can utilize to assist the recovery down in South Florida?
McNeil says it just so happened Leon County had just the thing.
We have an asset, a mobile command bus that we're going to send down to Fort Myers for the explicit purpose of being a location that we can have command and have offices for law enforcement to utilize to marshal their resources to get out there and hopefully get that community back to where it needs to be.
Of course, that mobile command post, contained in a giant truck trailer and a second vehicle, a large disaster response trailer pulled by a heavy-duty pickup truck, won't drive themselves to Fort Myers. That's why McNeil says some human resources are going as well.
We're sending three of our staff down with our asset, and I know they're going to do a great job of representing us, and I think it makes me proud, and I know it makes them proud to actually be on the ground making it happen.
One of those three Leon County Sheriff's deputies is Damon Sullivan. He says he's no stranger to these sorts of special assignments.
Reminds me of when we were deployed to Mississippi after Katrina, and then the Hurricane Ivan in Pensacola. These are the kind of things that we've all been involved with, and so being able to go down and to assist some other Floridians, that is just really, really remarkable thing.
Still, Sheriff McNeil says this will not be an extended deployment over a duration of many weeks.
They've asked for a 7-day mission. And again, there are other sheriff's offices around the state that are going to come in and back us up. And so we're there for 7 days. And I believe Hillsborough County would then roll their asset and relieve us. And we'll bring the asset back to Leon County.
Nice to know, says the sheriff, that should Leon County be primary ground zero for the next natural or man-made disaster, there are plenty of other Florida responders ready to help the state's capital county. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.